This is the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Nat's Landing. Now, here is your host, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week, Wednesday night, 7:30 for this entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show, sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Nat's Landing. And now, joining us, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Hope everybody's getting some rest.
I think so, but you know what? Somebody very wise told me that a small Frederica crowd is still bigger than any other crowd when it comes to the coaches shows around here.
That's always true.
It is very true.
I heard somebody yell, small in number, big in heart down there.
That sounds like a couple of hashtags ready to happen.
Yeah, so.
She's on brand.
Yeah, she's on brand.
All right, so Friday night was the fifth game of the season. Midway point of the season now officially, 38-33. Bad news is the 38 were the other guys, the Long Canyon Blue Tide. Good news is the 33 points that the Knights put up, biggest offensive production since that 62-0 thrashing which y'all laid on Trinity last year.
Yeah, well, I thought we played offensively. We played pretty well. We had some long sustained drives, and then defensively. In the second half, I thought we got some things figured out, and we played with some emotion, and come out and execute in the second half really well. But, you can't get down 32-6 and battle back. So I thought the kids did a good job of that. But, we had to fix some things early. We didn't get it fixed. We got to fix it halftime for the most part. And then we gave up one touchdown in the second half. We take that away and, make a couple plays here and there. We should have won the game.
That seems to be the song of the hour for this season. If we do a couple of things different, we'll come out differently.
Well, a lot of that's got to do with guys being fresh and being able to play. And, when you start watching teams play, even on Saturdays, you watch Tennessee, Florida. I'll use that. They're in the game early, but as the game wore on, Tennessee wore down. They didn't have the depth to stay in it. And same way with us. We're in it, and a lot of them. And we talked about it Monday in film, was the energy that we were playing with in the fourth quarter, and that's hard to sustain for four quarters if you've only got 19 kids on the team. So you got 19 kids playing, and, I thought our kids did everything they could. We gave ourselves a chance to win in the last 2 to 3 minutes, and that's all you can ask for.
So like I said, when we talked earlier in the week, it felt like there in the fourth quarter, well, actually through the entire second half, it felt like that old Frederica magic was starting to work again. And it all started with that T.J. Jackson touchdown pass to finish up the first half.
Yeah, that was a big play right at the end of the half. T.J. go up and get the ball. Bryce stood out there, and T.J. went up and got it. He scored right before the half and kind of take that momentum, out. And then we make a penalty in the opening drive, second half, and that puts us behind the chains. We punt, and they score on their first possession, and then after that, we shut them down. But, it's just a few things. We've just got to, and it's like I told the kids at halftime, no one cares. This is who we got. We're going to go play right here. The people we got in this room has to go out and play. No one else. Long County didn't care that we only had 19.
There's no cavalry in there.
Right. No cavalry's coming, so you go play.
Yeah, we played them second week. Oh, yeah, it's cavalry.
Well, yeah. Anyway. But, you got one of two choices. Go fight or roll over and get kicked. And I thought our kids, they fought, and they fought hard, and they played hard. And that's the old Frederica. We're we're building on that. And so that was a big positive, and that's something we built on, I thought, this week. Pretty sharp, getting things going, and I thought our kids come out this week and practice pretty well, even for a bye week, just to focus and fine tune on the little things. So we got to continue to do that. And the biggest question I get asked is, coach, how in the world do you practice with 19 to 20 kids?
Well, I've heard you got a pretty good scout team quarterback.
Well, yeah, but I think right now our kids, we've done a pretty good job as a staff to be able to figure out how to do the inside and outside perimeter game to give kids a look, but it's just the game speed. It takes us a little bit in the game to get used to the game speed, and once we get acclimated to it, we play pretty well. But it's that initial game speed early on because of the look and practice, and you know, we're getting everything we can out of them. But you know, my thing is play with effort, play with guts, play with heart, and everything else kind of takes care of itself.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Saw the return of Cherokee and Apache on Friday night after an absence for a couple of games. Do the guys like running that formation? Is that a player favorite as much as it is a fan favorite?
You can look at the linemen. Some of the linemen are already shaking their head in the crowd. Yeah, we love to run the ball right in there and just hit people in the face. So, yeah. You know, we didn't really go straight Cherokee and Apache. We did put Jordan at quarterback some and run it downhill inside off of with a spread to get some of their skilled athletes out of the box. And we went too tight end with it some. So I thought Sean Mooney and JP did a good job going too tight end, and it gave us a different look. I thought our kids, we were able to run the football pretty well. And you go back and watch the film, we're just a few guys away. If we get our head worked around and our butt work inside and our hands inside and get some things with some guys up front, we're, instead of a 3 to 4 yard gain, we're 8 to 12 yard gains. And it's just going to be a few little things. We talked about it, and the guys know it's just the little bit things. We have to do everything just about perfect to make a big play. And, you know, I thought Friday night we did a lot of things really well. I thought some of our guys that came in had help with some injured guys. I thought Cinco, William Levy did a good job Friday night, you know, coming in. I mean, you got a 6'7 left tackle that's 215 pounds, and you run in 5'6 William Levy right there at 145 pounds. So, you know, and it was his first start, and
once again proving it's not the size of the dog in the fight,
but the fight in the dog. And so he went out there and he got better as the game went on at times. And you watch film and you're like, hey, you're really, really close to getting this stuff where we need it to be. And so, you know, I thought he had a pretty good practice yesterday, and then of course now he's got stomach virus. So, you know, hopefully we get him healthy and he's back and going here in the next few days. But you know, I thought the kids up front offensively, the offensive line did a great job right now. We ran for 185 yards and we threw it for 211. We had 396 yards of offense, and that's pretty good on 50. I think we had about 50-something snaps on offense, right at 60. So, you know, we played a lot of snaps on offense, and we slowed the game down, and we beat them up a little bit. I'll tell you this, they knew we were there, and they thought it was going to be a cakewalk early on, and it wasn't. And their coaches even said at the end of the game, you give them another 4 more minutes, and you guys would probably beat us. He said, you guys did a good job. So I thought our kids played hard, and we finished. So we got to build on it, and we got to get better and get ready for the next week.
There you go. More to come on the Coach Brandon Derrick Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
I'm Dr. Bo Sasser with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, calling a timeout for an important message. When it comes to sports injuries, our highly trained experts have years of experience treating all kinds of sports-related injuries. Plus, we have access to all the resources at Southeast Georgia Health System. So, if you suffer an injury, on the field or off, let us get you back to your game.
Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS. That's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Cope. We are on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And since we usually talk about the medical issues in this segment, let's real quick take a quick moment to wish a very happy birthday to Mr. Norman sitting over there. That is a spectacular looking birthday cake in front of you, and I would not blame you at all if you decided not to share. So, because I can tell that love went into that, and yeah, a whole bunch of sugar too. None of that splendid business. So let's talk about the injuries. Thomas Veal, we've long talked that not this week, obviously, since we got the bye week Friday, but next Friday against Memorial Day was the target date for his return. Is that still the case?
Yeah, that's the target date. He actually was on the field with us the last couple of days throwing, executing offense, getting stuff in. You know, he says it feels pretty good. So, you know, I'm going to be very, very cautious as we go. So, but he's dying to get back on the field to play. So he's a senior, and I can't deny him not the right not to play a game. So I'm going to get him back out there and let him, you know, we're going to be very careful what we do offensively this coming Friday night against Memorial when we get ready to go against them and make sure that his left arm is not in the way of anything. So that's big for us, you know, trying to get a couple other guys that are just beat up, you know, Jordan, Bryce, John Phillip, and Jacob, a bunch of our seniors, and all those guys that start, and both ways, you know, everybody's kind of beat up and bruised and sore. So, you know, they get a lot of snaps. So, we're going to be taking off Thursday and Friday and let them rest and get off their feet, and then we'll be back to work on Monday.
How good is it going to feel to finally get Bryce Riley back into the wide receiver position and Jordan back into the running back position the way that it's supposed to be?
Well, it'll be a lot. Makes life a lot easier. What they don't know is they might be snuck in there and run. We might keep a few packages just to do that, but I can see some stuff to run it downhill right away. So, you know, but it makes life a lot easier because Thomas is able to get everything set up and get going and, you know, and communicate with everybody. Oddly enough, Friday night communication was limited at one point in the first drive because we didn't fix the wristbands. So I had half the kids that had one thing on a wristband, the other kids had stuff on another. And to say the least, my blood pressure went up real high on that first drive. But
at least you figured it out early.
And oddly enough, we still scored. So, but I thought the kids handled it well, did a good job of communicating. So we just got to continue to do that. I think that's just big for us with Thomas on offense and defense. He's able to communicate on the back end on defense with everybody, and then he's able to talk to everybody on offense. You know, big thing, Sam Norris has done a really good job up front communicating with the O-line. He's done a good job. He was even yelling at me Friday night. You know, coach, this guy's running over here. I'm like, hey, yeah, he already knows now. Good job, Sam. He's moved back over. We're going to stay with what we got. But he's doing an outstanding job of understanding what he's got to do up front and get guys communicating with everybody. So, big thing for us moving forward. We took some big steps Friday night. You know, physically, that was a tough football team. Mentally, I thought we battled through and had an opportunity to fold the tent. The kids didn't. They battled through and almost won the football game. And just build on it and go forward. Because now, like I told them, it's expected, not just by me, but by their parents and everybody else that watched the football game. It's expected that we go out and play like that now because we know we can, and they proved that they can. So now we kind of expect them to go out there and do that and get that stuff done. So, you know, I wouldn't say they screwed up, but they showed everybody they got the ability to go out and play really, really hard and really good. So,
whoops, you set those expectations.
That's right. Once you do it, now that expectation's set, and I think they could go out there, and I think they'll build off of it, and we'll get better and better every week.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. One final question about Thomas, and then we'll move on from that. Obviously, having him out, you had to obviously adjust the offense, but he had a couple big plays on defense as well in that first game against Valwood. Are you going to try to limit his defensive participation or ease him into that, or is he going to be back in full swing on both sides?
Well, we've let him pretty much go with it this week. You know, Bryce beat up a little bit, so we got him back around the back end. And so we've got him back there communicating and talking, and we'll see. If he tells me how it feels as the game's going on, you know, we'll gingerly move him in and out a little bit on defense. But right now, you know, when you got 21 kids dressed out, everybody's on board. So just got to get ready to go to work. If you got a limp, just limp on out there and get it done. So we got, you know, that's where we got to be right now. And the kids have bought into that. They're going to play hard. And Thomas wants to get back on the field, and he wants to be a big part of it. So I want to get him back out there and see what he can do.
Speaking of the defensive side of the ball, you had a big, big task against against the freshman running back for the Blue Tide this past Friday night, number 8.
Yeah.
And he's have we got more games with Long County coming up? I know this is the second part of the home and home. Are we gonna be facing them again next year?
I don't know. I think you know, we've got pretty good relationships with Long County and Brantley, and you know, they're going to be physical. The one thing about Long County, they're going to be athletic, and they were, you know, athletic, big, physical. They meet the criteria. You're going to play. You want to, again, I'm going to play good competition, you know, and we're going to be prepared for what we call this back end. Can we compete in our region? And you look at, there's probably two teams in Geesa that play this tough of schedule, and that's us and Bullock. That played two really tough schedules. So we're going to be prepared. And, of course, we got to play Bullock here pretty soon. So and they're prepared, too, because their front-end schedule was really tough.
So the second part of the season starts off not this Friday, but next Friday against Memorial Day. Let's go ahead and kind of take a little bit of a sneak peek into them. Known pretty well as a physical but not overly disciplined team, is that still the case?
You know, they've been down a couple of years. They're you know, watching them on film. You know, I think they're trying to rebuild it and clean up their image up there where they were at. You know, when I first got Frederica, that was the team to beat. Was you gonna play Memorial? They're loaded. They got all these great athletes. Everybody was scared to death of Memorial. And then I think they've had some administration changes and went in a little different direction, got a new football coach. And so they're trying to build something. You know, I think they're going to be semi-athletic, come in. And, you know, they got a lot of young kids coming in to learn and trying to get the scheme together. So I think they got a little bit better last week from what I saw the week before. But if we come out and do what we're supposed to, we'll be okay.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your proud home for the Frederica Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nats Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7:30 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nats Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons. Try our online ordering and let's go Knights!
Welcome back. I'm trying it again. Ooh. Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Toke. We are on location at Nats Landing, St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Golden Isles Pharmacy. So, back during the summer, before the season started, you can find the interview that you and I did in the archives of the SouthernSportsEdition.com. We talked about who'd be the surprise this year. We already mentioned one of them, Cinco Lee, and then also Blake Holliday. So, how would you say that those two in particular have developed in the first half of the season? Have they put forth at least the first half of the season that you were expecting them to do?
I think William's done a good job. We thought he would probably start, and then, you know, he had a little bit of rough patch there at the beginning, but now he's right back working in there. And Blake's been an integral part from the beginning on defense. He's trying to learn the offense. He probably takes the blunt of the everything in on Monday film, because I just chew Blake out every day, I feel like, so to get him ready. But he's getting there, you know. The big thing for Blake is, I don't think he understands how talented he is at times. And once he could figure that out, he could really, like, be a huge game breaker. He's one of those kids that I don't think wants to, you know, he's like, if you don't have to give me the ball, I'm cool with it. he's not begging for the ball, you know. And if he ever learns that he could take the ball and make something happen, he would be an outstanding. He's going to be an outstanding player. But once he gets that confidence, he's going to be a game changer for us. And so with him, that's the biggest thing is he's just got to learn it. Once he starts learning all of it, he's going to be fine. Like, he's so talented. There's times I'm like, Blake, I'm going to kill you if you just don't go out here and do this. Do this right, man. You got it, you know. And but I think he'll get there. You know, he's going to be a big integral part for our program this year and years to come. So I just got to stay on him, and I think he'll be that guy, you know. And once he learns to take it and run, he's going to be an outstanding athlete.
Talking about big parts of the program, let's talk about the biggest, both literally and figuratively, that you got in the offseason, Ashton Frankel. Talk about what kind of both physical and mental contributions that he has made to the team.
I think Ashton's come in, he's been in great, you know, with everybody. His big thing was to get here right off the bat. He got here. You know, he was here this summer, and he wanted to fit in and get to know everybody, and he's done an outstanding job. He does a good job up front. I've actually said before, later on in life, he ever wants to get into coaching, he knows all the steps. He knows everything up front. So I'm just
I like putting in tips for him to be a broadcaster as well. He's got the chops.
He's a broadcaster too. He's an outgoing guy. You know, he already asked me today when I was going to put Quaker Panda in. You know, he wants to run the ball. You know, he's like, Coach, I get a carry. You know, one. Can I just get one? And I'm like, I don't know. He said, you promised my mom. And I'm like,
oh, drop it, my mom.
Yeah, he said, you know, he's trying to guilt me into it. So I'm like, I don't know.
From the 1 yard line, that sounds
good. Who's going to block over there? We're going to put had to put a ghost man out there, like you remember when you were a kid. We're going to put a ghost runner on second. We're going to put a ghost tackle in. Yeah, you know. So look at him. He's back there right now. Like, seriously, Coach, you're giving me a hard time. But, you know, coming in and acclimating, he's done a really good job. And I thought Friday night on defense in the second half, he was a difference maker up front. Him and John Phillip, we moved John Phillip down to the end, and those two guys they were stone cold up front. Now, they blew the offensive line up, and then Jacob and Jordan were able to run and make tackles, and the defense just played really, really good. Once they got going, and here's the other thing. I want to thank the crowd, give them a shout-out. I don't think they understand how important that was Friday night. When it got to 38-33, everybody was like, wait a minute, we're in a football game here. And the crowd was going crazy, and they traveled well, and the cheerleaders and everybody. So the atmosphere was pretty electric, and, you know, we had our chance. We got to build off of it and get a little bit better. But I think our kids have done a good job so far.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Finally, as far as talking about individual players, we'd be remiss not to talk about the River Jordan triplet after the record-setting season his freshman year. You said back during the summer to expect what would look like a sophomore slump, other just because he was having to run both sides of the ball. How much of having to move him in to quarterback and then being a focal point for the opposing defenses, how much has that affected his numbers, you think, this year?
Honestly, not too much, because he already got about 800 yards of total offense. So.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. Yeah. It sneaks up on you when it's coming in 2 or 3 or 4 yard spurts. But
yeah,
those occasional 61 yard screen passes for a touchdown. Right.
I think he has about 180 yards receiving, almost 525 yards rushing, and then he's been on kickoff returns, and then he's thrown some passes too. So, you know, when you look at it, he's had. I started doing the numbers. I was like, you know, it. You know, people say, well, Coach, he's not breaking away and stuff. Of course he's not breaking away. He's also having to play defense every snap. Last year, it was a great benefit to us because most of the guys didn't play both ways. And in the fourth quarter, he was fresh and just beating on people. And so this year, you know, we're having to go both ways and get a little tired. And so instead of beating somebody by one step, they're making that one play. But he's done a pretty good job. I mean, he's got over 500 yards rushing. He's got about almost 200 yards receiving, and then more all-purpose yards throwing the ball, and then also on kickoff returns. So he's over 800-something total yards right now.
So the second half of the season starting in 2 weeks, Memorial Day, and then we start in with the games that really matter.
Yeah.
This is like an extended preseason, the ones that really matter coming those last four games of the season. Let's be honest with the crowd, with the fans, and what, how do you feel about this team about to start region play?
Well, it's like I told them on Friday night, that if they play like they did in the third, fourth quarter in Merritt Long, we have a real good chance of winning the back five. We got to be ready to do that. And you know, Bullock and Pinewood have to come to us, so they have to play at our place. So our two toughest opponents are at our house. So those two teams, you know, there's no love lost between Bullock Academy and Frederica. There's no love lost between Pinewood and Frederica. And the funny thing is, anything can go in those games, and we've seen it happen over the last few years when Pinewood's supposed to be all this, and then we went over there last year and beat them, and then we lost to Bullock in the last few seconds in the regular season, and then we went back up to Bullock and beat them in the playoffs. So, you know, this region, we know each other pretty well, and we pull for each other when they play other people, but when it's time to play one another, there's going to be no love lost. Everybody kind of gets quiet and goes to work. And so we'll get ready, and I feel like if our kids can stay healthy and play with that intensity and that emotion that we had in that second half against Long Canyon, we've got a good chance to run the table if we can do that.
We'll talk more about how things have been looking in practice next Wednesday night. Of course, it's no game Friday night. Enjoy your night off. Find something fun and productive to do, and we will be back here Wednesday night. Thanks again for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Next Landing on St. Simon's, showing us every Wednesday night at 7:30. Head Coach Brandon Derrick Show. Jeff Doak signing off. Have a great week, everybody.